Hey-dee-ho. Hi there, girls, boys, and anyone else, spirits and guides. Welcome to my chat today. I had a bit of a milestone, a life milestone pass over the weekend. My eldest child is now taller than me. Might not seem like much. But when you think about it is certainly a moment in time that you will always remember. It's one of those moments that you will think, I know exactly where I was on that day. I know exactly what he was wearing. I remember exactly what we were talking about. It's just one of those life milestones that just sort of, makes you go, whew, time is flying. So, yeah, and I think I can liken it to the day I got married, the day that I met my husband, the day that we found out we were pregnant with our first this particular son. And the day that he came into this world, they're all milestones, all sort of showing you that life is progressing, things are evolving, children are growing up, life is certainly moving along. And I'm sure if you think about your own situation, you'll agree that you can remember each of those instances, where you were, what you were doing, what you were wearing, what other people were wearing, what the feeling was like. It's just a really memorable time. It got me a little bit sentimental, and there's nothing wrong with being sentimental, but in most day-to-day life, you don't stop for a moment to become sentimental. You, for the most part, sort of just doing the day-to-day things. But at that point, he came home from cricket, and I was standing out the backyard, and it was a really hot day. So the other two kids were in the pool, and he came over to me to give me a hug. And he normally I you know but when they're kids, when they're smaller than you can normally give them a hug on top of their shoulders. But no, we automatically naturally went for a hug in the reverse. So he went on top of my shoulders, and I went below his shoulders. And I could just feel it's probably only maybe a centimeter or maybe 2 centimeters, but there was definitely a difference in the height. And I was like, oh my God, you're taller than me. And he sort of had a smirk on his face, and it was like, yeah, mum. He didn't say it, but he just had this look. And he was like, yeah, mum. It was like a proud look. Yeah, I know. but yeah, it just, yeah. And at that moment, I reflected, and I was like, wow, he'll be 12 in a few months. And I was just like, wow, he's not my baby anymore. And obviously that's a good thing, but like, you just as a mother, you sort of place all of this focus onto their growing and the development. And I don't think we prepare ourselves for that, this particular milestone where they take over in height. But also, his maturity has increased tenfold. Like, I just adore what's happening with him at the moment. There's a lot happening in terms of his taking on responsibility, being a considerate, just using his initiative, things that I'm hoping that was always hoping that would come out of him. And you spend so much time in the teaching, disciplining, getting cranky, day-to-day things, that you don't really sort of step back and have a look at what they are. So that's what this milestone allowed me to do. It allowed me to reflect on who he is right now and who he has become. And I am proud to say that I feel like I'm doing a good job. I don't know how often us as mothers stop to really take stock of, you know, of the work that we do, because it is work. It's a lot of ourselves that we put in to these humans, and you know, we're not raising robots, but you know, we want to be pleased with what's evolving. And you know, I don't know any parent that wouldn't be pleased, to be honest. I don't know anyone in my circle of influence that would not be pleased with what they're doing. But I'm sure there are opportunities for people to be in that situation. But having said that, I'm sure there are certainly aspects of their raising their children that they would definitely be happy with. Something else that sort of I took a second to sort of think about, and that was that he was getting into trouble for a little while there at school for silly things and things that we as parents had no idea about or were surprised to hear about. And it was for us, it was firstly, it was it's very easy to get surprised and on the defensive, but it's from those moments of, you know, being open to these discussions with teachers and what's actually going on, that we've been able to say, oh yeah, okay, fair enough, yeah, this kid needs to learn his lesson. We can't defend him for this. He needs to learn his lesson, take responsibility. So that can be a little bit hard when that happens for the first time, but it's certainly necessary. So I just wanted to share, you know, my children, my babies are definitely growing up. I adore them, as all parents do. And I'm moving from the baby stage, the child stage, the infant stage, to now the young adult stage, and it's a whole new world. And I'm ready for it. Mark my words, probably not, but we'll see. And I just want to sort of, you know, share that. Take stock. I'm sure you've got your own milestones of, you know, when your children or different parts of your life occurred. So, you know, really take a moment to soak it all in and celebrate those milestones. They're there, those milestones, for a reason, for you to stop and enjoy them. That is it from me today. Please let me know what comes up for you with this, and obviously share with anyone that you think might find this funny or maybe going through something themselves similar to this. And I will chat to you next time.